Housing and class struggle at the start of the 20th century, 90% of Britain's population lived in private rented accommodation. The sector was subject to minimal regulation. With the coming of World War I, and the attendant pressures on housing, landlords began to hike up rents. This was at a time when most working class men were at the front fighting. Women saw it as a betrayal, and began to organize tenants' groups to resist the rises. In Glasgow in particular, the women got the support of the Independent Labour Party, and were championed by socialists such as John Maclean. They also won backing from workers in the factories and shipyards. Their agitation forced the government to take action. Rent controls were introduced. So too was security of tenure, which made it more difficult for landlords to evict tenants. Then, in 1972, rent strikes broke out across Britain in response to the Heath government's notorious Housing Finance Act. That legislation aimed to force council rents up to market levels. While most Labour councils, even those that originally resisted, eventually caved in one by one, Claycross stood firm to the end. 11 councillors risked prison because of their refusal to implement the rises. And in Liverpool in the mid-1980s, the then Socialist Council, in the face of massive opposition from Whitehall, embarked on a huge house-building programme. It built over 5,000 new homes, and froze council rents. More recently, there has been campaigning against the bedroom tax, and resistance to the social cleansing of social housing in parts of London. So housing has been, and still is, a focus for class struggle, and it is excellent to see the socialist outline a programme for safe homes after Grenfell. Alan Stewart, Wakefield, West Yorkshire. See Grenfell 2 years on, still fighting for safety and justice at socialistparty.org.uk.